As we move forward with the discussion, I want to just say again that I apologize for the sound as we are running our music. We're having a problem with the computer, and it is not giving us the fullness of sound that we want and like. And I'm aware of the fact that we have the problem. We just haven't been able to resolve it yet. And so, again, my apologies for that. Just want to let you know it's not something that we're overlooking. We just weren't able to fix it yet. So thank you for bearing with us, hanging in there. All right, so we're taking a look at the significance of religious consistency. I wonder how different this nation might be right now if we had had religious consistency during the days of slavery, instead of having a war in our country. And I am talking about the Civil War. I mean actual war. Instead of having a war in our country over slavery. I know people like to say it was over economics. Economics was part of the sub, but it was about racism primarily. Because it was only about, if it had only been about the economy, if it had only been about money, then you could have had white people saying, hey, look, we've had these black people out here doing this backbreaking work long enough. We're going to get out here and do this work too in huge numbers. We outnumber them. If they can do what they do, then we can at least match what they do. If it was just about the money. No, it was about racism. It was about slavery. And what if, instead of having, I don't know what the percentage would have been, and I'm not going to pretend to know. All I know is a lot of white churchgoers said slavery is fine, as is all of the inhumane treatment that comes with it. What if we had had at least 70% of all white people in America who claimed at that time to be Christians to truly have embraced the Bible's teachings on love and justice and mercy and righteousness? Just 70%, not 100%, just 70%. How different might this nation be today if we had had just 70% of white people, white Americans who were saying they were Christians, demonstrating their walk with God by from the very beginning saying, no, this is not what the scriptures teach about how we should be treating our fellow humans, our fellow human beings. And just verbally and legally fought against that so that there never would have been a need for a civil war to have been fought. What if the vast majority of that 70% had maintained their consistency from then on, insisting that justice and righteousness be the order of the day for all people of this country? And as soon as they began to realize that there were people out there who were conniving to come up with laws to prevent black people from voting. Oh, no. That's not going to happen. Nope. We are all created equally. We're all American citizens. We are all going to vote. You will not come up with laws to prevent black people from voting. Oh, poll taxes, because you know that they've come out of slavery and the system was put in place to make it harder for them to make money. And since you know that financially they're not doing as well as most white people, you're going to keep them from voting by coming up with this poll tax? Mm-mm, that's not happening either. What if the vast majority or all of 70% of white people who were churchgoers, who said they were followers of Christ, had demonstrated Christian virtues from the time that before there would have been time for a civil war, if they had stepped up all across this nation and said, nope, that is not happening. We're getting rid of slavery. And it had been eliminated before there was ever a determination to fight amongst ourselves with the guns and bayonets. Would people have had a greater interest in hearing what Christians have to say about any number of topics, discovering that even when it comes to the issue of abortion, that it was never for the leaders who made abortion a moral issue, to find out that for them it was never about morality, but it was always about the vote. It was always a political issue. It was always a race issue. How do we prevent the white race from becoming the minority race in our own country? We got to stop all these white abortions. It was always about politics and power for them, and never about morality. And people find out about that. What does that inconsistency with truth and real agendas, how does that impact so many people?